lakes of America. I spread my words to cause mass hysteria. Herds of your people for making my people feeble, serving verbal clashes, blasting massive action everlasting in your tired United domes. This poem's dedicated to the homeless, trapped in no-fly zones. You can't condone all your presidents got their balls and bones out in your ears, laughing sadistically as you cheer, bagging your cash and bombing our land mass to make us seem like a lower class. I don't mean to be crass, but your consumer population's overconsumed with trash. You need to sit down and realize, open your eyes and see, you're causing the genocide of our enemies and using your government lies and allies as alibis. I say fuck your government, it's our homes you coveted. And while we on the subject, imagine this: if I threw your light-skinned kids in a ditch with radiation from bullet cases, surrounded by dead faces, are raided your abode and blow gunshot holes through your noses, strip your females clothes then rape their souls. The shit, the world would go to hell, wouldn't it? Then it shouldn't happen to us now, should it? You fucking hypocrites, I'm coming with the wrath of Babylon, a path your wicked asses could never be on.
Wrote this letter.
El haqiqa is that your speaker can't handle me. You're killing my whole damn family.
Treat us cause I mean it.
Believe us, you can beat us down, but you'll never defeat us.
Wrote this letter.
El haqiqa is that your speaker can't handle me. You're killing my whole damn family.
Treat us cause I mean it.
Believe us, you can beat us down, but you'll never defeat us. Yo, history shows me the 1963 was the year you created your own perfect enemy. So proceed with caution. The CIA played the lead role to overthrow Abdelkarim Qasim. While you use Saddam Hussein as endorsements, his presence alone makes Babylon morbid. I sit back often and contemplate your half-stepping. Remember you provided us with those nuclear weapons. Now who's stressing? Quit that bullshit acting, start confessing that your levels of treachery are similar to the devil. Ash-Shaytan and Ajeem, you screwed off a Sirat al-Mustaqim, chasing that fictitious American dream. So I count my blessings and hope this lessens the oppressive conditions. Torn flesh and cars and whining, a bomb sirens, dark clouds, people draped in shrouds, the children crying for the deceased mothers. Shit, you motherfuckers are vile enough to kill one another. So I'm supposed to feel guilty for the Gulf War syndrome when your own artillery caused that disability? Shit, you're killing me with a stage innocence that's filling me with rage with every instance. I realize your true intentions were to always buy out the oil fast. So when you run out of crude gas, you won't be kissing our asses, teaching your infants in classes. That we're the terrorists when you terrorize us, you bastards. So, in the name of Allahu Akbar, I'll burn your stripes and extinguish all your stars. Your war wasn't no resolution. Your existence alone is the walking human pollution. Using your missiles as futile against this Arab child. So get Saddam in the Pentagon, so I can drop the final bomb in the name of Babylon on America.com.
Wrote this letter.
El haqiqa is that your speaker can't handle me. You're killing my whole damn family.
Treat us cause I mean it.
Believe us, you can beat us down, but you'll never defeat us.
Wrote this letter.
El haqiqa is that your speaker can't handle me. You're killing my whole damn family.
Treat us cause I mean it.
Believe us, you can beat us down, but you'll never defeat us.
Yo, narcissist, capitalist on the 1 and 2. Iraq till we die, baby.